Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And our guest today is Sam Sudano, a writer, traveler, and entrepreneur who toured more than 15 countries on her own as a college graduate. She later launched a company that appealed to her passion, Nashville Running Tours, where she introduces the spirit and the freedom of travel into everyday life. So welcome, Sam.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Stacey, for having me.
Well, it's our pleasure. And I guess the first question is, what made you want to go on your own by yourself as a single young woman backpacking through the Middle East and Europe?
It's always something that I had dreamed about and never really knew that I would actually do. But when college ended, I hadn't found a job yet, and I suddenly had all of this time on my hands. So I thought, why not? And I didn't necessarily plan to go alone, but my friends weren't available at that time for the commitment, so I wasn't going to let that stop me.
And what type of adventures? Did you have some adventures over there while you were alone? I'm sure you met a ton of really cool people, had these experiences that will be with you forever and ever. And I mean, was this kind of a thing where you stayed in hostels and that type of stuff?
I did. I stayed primarily in hostels. I did some couch surfing. I went to some really cool events. I did the 200th anniversary of Oktoberfest in Munich. I did some couch surfing in Turkey. And it was just overall, I met some amazing people. I went to a festival in Croatia and in Serbia. Prague was beautiful. It was just incredible everywhere.
Now, how long ago was that you did that, Sam?
That was right before I moved to Nashville, so about 3 years ago.
3 years ago. So, I mean, how did you fare in the Middle East? Were you scared?
It was a little difficult because I hadn't even really looked at a map, and I ended up in Istanbul, and then found this place called Cappadocia, Turkey, which is central Turkey. And being a woman there was very interesting. I wasn't prepared for the culture difference. At one point, I decided to rent a car to take myself around. And once I started to do that, I realized it wasn't very common for a woman to be out, you know, alone in certain areas. So it was a little frightening at times, but nothing too scary happened. And Cappadocia is just an incredible place. They have these things called fairy chimneys, which were formed by volcanic eruptions. And they actually have the hostels that you stay at are inside these fairy chimneys. So,
whoa. So that's pretty cool. So you have all these amazing experiences and you brought them home with you. So how did these experiences inspire you to launch your company, Nashville Running Tours?
I did a lot of tours while I was traveling. There were a few in Berlin that were actually really, really interesting alternative tours, biking tours, walking. I didn't actually do a running tour while I was abroad, but I always thought the concept of being a tour guide and showing the city that you love and call home to a fresh set of eyes every day was really, really awesome and something I'd always be interested in doing. But I kind of tossed around a couple ideas of, you know, maybe I'll start my own hostel or become a travel agent or be the next Samantha Brown. And one day I was just sitting in my office and staring at this map I had above my desk, daydreaming. And I had recently gotten super into running and the idea just kind of came to me. And it turns out that a lot of other cities across the country and the world do running tours. So once I started digging into that and realizing that this is actually a profitable idea that people are doing worldwide, it seemed like a great thing to bring to Nashville.
And Sam, how do you incorporate that spirit and freedom of travel that you love so much into the running tours and in for people into their own lives every day?
Well, I think showing off the hidden gems of a city, finding those gems was one of my favorite parts about traveling. And I think that's why couch surfing really appealed to me, because you're staying with a local who is showing you where they like to go, and you're experiencing these things outside of a guidebook. So I think that's what we really try to bring to Nashville Running Tours, is our favorite places to eat and go see live music and dive bars and hidden trails and parks that you won't get from that guidebook. So really becoming essentially a friend that you're just going on a run with and experiencing the side of Nashville that you might not have a chance to see otherwise.
Right, like beyond the Grand Ole Opry and stuff. What do you think of those sorts of things, right? Think
exactly.
of like the major things and the whatever, the cowboy boots and the hats, and you're going beyond that, those things to get to the real crux of the beauty of the city. And I think that's fantastic. Now, what if people would love to travel? They would, whether it's here domestically or internationally. I think when people think of international travel, they're like, whoa, it's intimidating. It's so expensive. I got to take so much time out. I'm not going to know anything about where I am. Will I know the language? So it all becomes very scary for people. How do you get beyond that? And what do you say to those people that have that inner want to go, but have all these self-imposed limits?
Well, I think for me, I personally didn't prepare very much for my trips. But I think that if anyone has the drive and they want to do this very badly, it's hard to put all of those fears out of your head. But I think if you just look at the people that have done it before you, or find a friend who is equally as pumped to go on a similar adventure as you are, I think that helps a lot. And also, I'm sure that being prepared and researching the places that you want to go to and where you would be staying would also be very helpful, so that you're not so much walking blindly into the adventure. You kind of have an idea of what to expect, and possibly some culture differences, currency, any language barriers that might exist.
And if people really can't go, how do you bring the perk of travel home?
And that's actually been something that I've struggled with myself, because it's hard to be in that place when you want to travel so badly and you just don't have the means to do so. But I think what I've come to realize is that you can find adventure in your own backyard, and it's more than just jet setting. I see having an adventure as having the discipline to wake up and run 4 miles before breakfast, or starting a business and pursuing a mission, or picking up your life and plopping down into a new city. Just dedicating yourself to a cause or a goal, I think, can bring you as much joy and fulfillment as you would find actually taking an adventure and going somewhere crazy.
Right. And probably within your own city, you can discover things you never knew that were there. I know, or that you took for granted, I think is also something that you might, I mean, I grew up in northern New Jersey, and people are like, oh my God, you're right by New York City. I'm like, I take the train in there all the time and whatever. And Statue of Liberty is like in my backyard, but I went there once on a class trip and I didn't really even, whatever. There are things that you can do that you take for granted in your own backyard that you should maybe take a look at. I think that people should do that on a daily basis and experience new things that are right there, close to you. You didn't even know they were there. So,
I agree.
Right, right. Well, Sam, thank you so much for coming on with us. And we've been talking with Sam Sudano. She is the founder of Nashville Running Tours, and she's being very, very kind and generous to our listeners and offering a fit and healthy way to see Music City. If you're in the area, you can get 10% off your next tour by using the code Jennings JENNINGS13 when booking your tour at NashvilleRunningTours.com. You can also stay in contact on Facebook, Facebook.com/NashvilleRunningTours. So thanks, Sam. I really appreciate you being here with us and sharing your adventures.
Yeah, thank you so much. Let us know if you're ever up for a running tour.
Okay, great. Well, and this podcast, of course, is presented by Annie Dennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Dennings PR, the creator of Denningswire Online Magazine. Denningswire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.